Yeah. That went well.
Okay, I got that.
All right, I got it.
Stone.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
I won't get my back.
Okay.
I got it.
Right there.
Come on.
Malcolm Reynolds. You old son of a... Come here!
Hey, Monty!
Ah. Hey, didn't tell me you were picking up this leg of the run.
Yeah, well, work's been a little slow lately, so I thought I'd do some honest smuggling between jobs.
Where's that sorry-ass ship of yours?
Monty, two boats like ours, meeting on an empty rock like this, it screams contraband to the feds.
Huh?
Or have you forgotten the time you got pinched in bailiffs?
Always thinking, ain't you? Smarts, that's what you got, smarts.
No, okay, wait, something's different.
Something is.
Something is, the beard! Oh, you shaved off your soup catcher.
Yep.
Well, I thought you were going to wear that ugly chin wig to the grave.
Yeah, so did I, but she didn't much like my whiskers.
She.
Oh, Bridget! What the hell am I thinking? I got to introduce you to the missus.
What? You have fallen from our noble bachelor ranks?
I wasn't looking to, but she just sort of swept me off my feet.
Ah.
Bridget!
Well, she must be a rare specimen indeed.
Yeah, don't begin to cover. Now, I want you to meet my Bridget. So, you guys have met.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. No place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Mal, why you got a piece trained on my wife?
It's your wife, Monty.
Huh? I married her, didn't I?
You ain't the only one.
She ain't my wife.
She ain't your wife because she's married to me.
Don't listen to him.
It's true. About a half a year back at the Triumph Settlement, only it wasn't Bridget then, it was Saffron. Well, she hitched me by surprise, got on my ship, and then tried to steal it out from under me. She is cold as ice and dead crazy on top of it.
You're a liar, Malcolm Reynolds.
And I ain't never got to telling you his name.
Be like that.
Damn you, Bridget! Damn you to Hades! You broke my heart in a million pieces. You made me love you, and then you... I shaved off my beard for you, devil woman!
You're gonna want to pull your claw out of that bag nice and slow.
Relax, I'm not going for a gun or anything. Just freshening up.
You and lipstick are a dangerous combination, if I recall. Turn around.
Oh yeah, just like old time.
We don't have any old times. I just don't want you pulling a pistol out of... of anywhere.
You missed the spot.
Can't miss a place you've never been.
Marriage is hard work, Mal. I know it. That doesn't mean we should just give up. Sure, we've had our spats. Maybe I made some bad decisions along the way.
No, you are a tweaked one, you are.
But face it, hubby. I'm really hot.
Mm-hmm. Start walking.
Walking, walking where?
Pick a direction. Just don't turn around.
Come on, Mal.
This is my scrap of nowhere. You go on, find your own.
You can't just leave me here on this lifeless piece of crap moon.
I can.
I'll die.
Well, as a courtesy, you might start getting busy on that, because all this chatter ain't doing me any kindness.
Why don't you just go ahead and shoot me, then?
I don't know. Why didn't you shoot me back when I took my eyes off you for a split? Shame to say it, but I gave you the window.
You and Monty fought in the war together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I smelled that. The war buddy bond's tough to crack. I knew that if I shot you, I'd lose Monty anyways. You just had a better hand of cards this time.
It ain't a hand of cards. It's called a life.
Seriously, Mal, you gotta give me a ride.
Woman, you are completely off your nut.
I won't make trouble. You can stick me in one of those crates if you like. Just don't leave me. It was all your fault, you know. I had the perfect crime lined up.
Sure, you were going to steal a man's beard.
No, you hooked it to Pigu. A million square job. The big time. It's going to cut Monty and his crew in, but you screwed that, Royal.
Odd, but I don't think I'll be losing any sleep over it.
I've got the layout, entrance codes. Believe me, this practically robs itself.
Bye-bye now.
I'm handing you a fortune on a gold platter, sweetheart. Don't you want to hear the details?
Tell me you got into a fight with Monty.
Oh, really? But I thought we loved Monty. We love Monty, don't we?
Sweetie, yeah, to tussle with that Sasquatch would all be in the dirt right about now, scooping up the cat's teeth. Ain't that so, sir?
You know what? I don't particularly want to talk about it. We got work to do. Let's shut up and do it.
An honor was asking for you. Wanted to do. So later with the talking men.
Are you looking for me?
I was. Care to sit? I was hoping we could talk a little business. Would you like some tea?
Okay. What's your game?
I offered you tea.
Mm-hmm. After inviting me into your shuttle of your own free will, which makes two events without precedent, which makes me more than a little skittish.
Honestly, Mal, if we can't be civilized, then talk.
I'm plenty civilized. You're using wiles on me.
I'm using what?
Your feminine wiles. Your companion training, or some might say, uncanny ability to make a man sweaty and or compliant, of which I've had just about enough of today.
Maybe this isn't the best time.
No, this is a fine time. You just talk plainly, is all.
I'm not sleeping with you, Mal.
No. I think I would have noticed. I think my keenly trained senses...
You're not my lover. Neither are you my mother, my housemistress, nor anyone who has the slightest say on how I conduct my affairs.
Well enough, so?
So let me conduct my affairs.
Who's keeping you from conducting?
I haven't had a client for 3 weeks. Backwater moons, slums, frontier planets without so much as a temple built.
We go where the work is.
There's all kinds of work, Mal.
And ours is the kind that gets you shut down by the Alliance. I opt to stay off the radar.
There are plenty of worlds where both of us could work. We used to visit them, remember?
Ichi Shonhushi, are you saying I'm doing this deliberate on account of you? Is there some reason I want you off the job?
Is there?
This is one of the crazier things I've heard today. And when I tell you about the rest of my day, you'll appreciate it.
I'm not accusing you of anything, Mal.
Hey, no. Let's set a course for the planet of the lonely, rich, yet appropriately hygienic man. I'll tell Wash. We can park there for a month.
Not all of your work is illegal, Mal. And the best
job... You want to keep me off the job now?
Best job you ever pulled was on a central planet.
How about I stay out of your whoring?
Well, that didn't pay
well. You keep out of my thieving. I know my job very well. Thank you very much.
Right. You're a criminal mastermind. What was the last cargo we snuck past the Alliance to transport?
What was the cargo? They were dolls.
They were little geisha dolls with big heads that wobbled.
Hey, people love those.
And what exactly was our net profit on the famous wobbly-headed doll caper?
Our cut? So you're in the gang now?
Well, since I can't seem to find work as companion, I might as well become a petty thief like you.
Petty?
I didn't mean petty.
What did you mean?
Swashi.
It's Chinese for petty.
No, that's a narrow... There are nuances of meaning that...
Maybe you should have stuck with your wiles.
Don't put all of this on me, Mal. You know you haven't been after serious work in...
Serious work? You want to know if... I...
What?
Nothing. All right. Tell me more about this job of yours.
The Mark's name is Duren Hamer. Maybe one of the biggest collectors of Earth That Was artifacts in the verse. Guy's got warehouses full of stuff. But his prize piece is sitting in his parlor. An antiquity of unspeakable value. The Lassiter. The original handheld laser pistol. One of only two known to still exist. The forerunner of all modern laser technology. Hamer got lucky, picked it up during the war for nothing.
But it wasn't just luck. Tell him.
Hamer's Alliance. Bioweapons expert during the war. He'd target neighborhoods with valuables, wipe out every living soul without ever damaging the goods. Go in, take whatever he wanted.
Now he's living fat on a private estate on Bellerophon.
I've managed to get a hold of his schedule for the next 18 months, a layout of the estate grounds, and every security code for the place.
Saffron has a notion. We can walk right in there, take the Lassiter right off his shelf.
I'm confused.
You're asking yourself, if I've got the security codes, why don't I go in and grab it for myself?
No, actually, I was wondering... What's she doing on this ship? Didn't she try to kill us?
Please. Nobody died last time.
We're in space. How did she get here?
She hitched.
I don't recall pulling over.
Point is, this ain't no wobbly-headed doll caper. This here's history.
Okay. I got a question. If she's got security codes, why don't she just walk in and grab it herself?
Good point. Getting through the door and putting our hands on the Lassiter, it's easy. Getting out with it, that's the tricky part.
It's tagged and coded. Second it passes through the door, alarms, security, feds.
This isn't a one-woman operation. To do this right, I'm gonna need...
Idiots.
Partners.
Dupes. That's what you'll all be if you trust her.
Could be that so. Lord knows, ain't none of us here criminal masterminds. So if you got something better, Inara, something not petty, we should be willing to hear it. So, question remains. How do we get the artifact out without setting off the alarms?
Miss the layout?
Full blueprints of the entire grounds.
Could be we look hard enough, we'll find a way.
You dig into that, little Kaylee? Zoe? You ain't said a word. Time to weigh in.
Take sounds ripe enough. Assuming we can fence it.
I know a guy in Persephone. Already has half dozen buyers on the bid.
But Inara ain't wrong. She can't be trusted.
I ain't asking you to trust her. I'll be with her on the inside the whole time.
See there? All you gotta do to be a rich woman, hun, is get over it.
Okay. I'm in.
Captain says you're to stay put. Doesn't want you to run afoul of his blushing, psychotic bride. She figures out who you are. She'll turn you in before you can say, "Don't turn me in, lady."
This bounty on us just keeps getting more exciting.
Well, I wouldn't know.
She's a liar.
Well, that don't exactly set her apart from the rest of us. Plunder sounds fun enough.
She's a liar, and no good will come of her.
Well, as a rule, I say, girl folk ain't to be trusted.
Jane is a girl's name.
Well, Jane ain't a girl. She starts in on that girl's name thing. I show her good and all. I got man parts.
I'm trying to think of a way for you to be cruder. I just... it's not coming.
Huh. I was gonna only get a deck of cards.
Great. Another exciting adventure in sitting.
Afraid.
We'll be okay. Why the captain is trusting that bouche and the poor fool?
Not her. Jane.
Afraid. Since when?
Since Ariel. Afraid we'll know.
Should be on Bellerophon by 06. I figure the job should take...
Please, I really don't want to know.
At least it's your kind of world. Got a form, Miss Maid?
The minute we hit Atmo, I'm gone. I've booked a few choice clients. Should help me get my mind off of Mal's descent into lunacy. Zoe, don't let Mal trust her. Everything Saffron is a lie. She'll get the drop on him. Which, as far as I'm concerned, is what he richly deserves.
I ain't saying anything risky. Don't count Mal out, though. He just knows the estate
is... No details. I meant that. Just be careful.
See you when we're wealthy.
Hey. You give me a hand in here. No wandering about, remember? Or I'll stick you back in your crate.
Bellerophon Estates, home to the rich and paranoid. Gracious living, ocean views, and state-of-the-art security. Including local patrols... and multi-code keys needed at all entrances and exits.
Which we have.
Right. You and Mal will split off in Shuttle 2 as we make our approach. There's a landing port just south of the main house.
Prep for landing. Ready?
Ready.
Hamer's throwing a big party this weekend, so you should have no trouble blending in with the hired help who'll be there setting up. All you gotta do is get through the back door.
It shouldn't be a problem, unless someone has been less than truthful.
The parlor with the Lassiter's on the 9th floor. You'll have to disable the display, won't be any trouble. Of course, once you get the goods in your hands, you can't take it out the front door. Nor the back door, nor any door. Every piece of pretty is tagged for the scanners.
So what do we do? You want to tell them?
It was your genius idea.
You chuck it in the garbage.
All the estates on Bellerophon use this automated garbage drone system. You hit one little button and the drone whooshes off the trash.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
Except it's idiotic. The drones take the disposal bin straight to reclamation. 30 seconds after we hit the button, the booty will be incinerated.
Not if we reprogram the bin. Give it new coordinates. Once I override the standard guidance protocol, I can tell that disposal bin to go wherever we want.
And where would that be?
The loneliest piece of desert we can find. Here, Isis Canyon. The drone dumps the bin... we claim the goods when we're all together again.
And how do you plan to get to the bin to reprogram it?
You get to the loot, and we'll get to the bin.
Sure, shouldn't have got one.
Let's get to work.
Yeah.
Vestibule. Reach. Someone's coming.
You!
You found her.
Oh.
You brought back my wife. I'd never see you again. Forgive me. I don't mean to make a show.
Please, I'm the one who's intruding.
Not at all. I owe you a great debt of thanks.
I just gave the lady a lift.
No. You've done much more than that. You've returned to me the only thing I truly treasure.
Well, then, this is a day I'll feel good to be me.
Do I owe you any...
No, a trip weren't even out of our way.
I promised him 800 square.
No, but we never agreed. And...
Please, I'd be embarrassed not to make some recompense. In my study, are you hungry? You both look so tired. There's food, or... Yolanda, I'm babbling like a moon brain.
We'll both have plenty to say by nightfall.
6 years.
Is that all?
From the day they found your shuttle.
They set on me at Parth. These awful men.
That wasn't me. I didn't know those men.
They said they wanted ransom, but they sold me to slavers.
Also unknown to me.
When you left, I thought, well, you disappeared the same day as Heinrich.
Heinrich?
The security programmer. And he was young, and I saw you two talking, and I thought, but after they found his body.
They killed Heinrich? Well, I guess he wasn't useful anymore.
I never stopped looking.
I knew you wouldn't. That's the thought that kept me alive. We have so much time to make up.
Well, that's my cue to skedaddle.
Let me get your money. You won't disappear again.
Never. We gotta move fast.
Yeah, you might come back and hug us in the act.
You don't know him. He's everything I said he was.
Oh, yeah, he's a killer of men. Why, I'll bet he even eats up babies.
You're wasting time.
But let's take a breath here, Yolanda. We're sneaking into a place you could walk into as welcome as glad news. What's the math on that?
The math on that is you not adding up the Durnhamer would assume you'd cut your throat as he would...
You would?
If possible.
Nope, that ain't it at all. You'd have knocked him in the brain with that the case. You don't want him to know the truth. Unlike all the other, I'm going to go with hundreds of men you've married. You actually want this one to think well of you when you've gone. My God, could it be I've actually met your real husband?
Congratulations. Anything else you want on your tombstone, you piece of crap?
Now I'm intruding.
Durin, this isn't what it looks like.
Unless it looks like we're stealing your priceless Lassiter, because that's what we're doing. Don't ask me about the gun, no, because that's new.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. Not, you know, a lot, but...
Durin, you don't know what he's forced me to.
Stop. Yolanda, please just stop.
Don't look at me like that.
Working on it, dear.
Haley.
Let's not get all worked up here.
Are you really so naive? Do you think your life is anything to me?
All right. No one's killing any folk today on account of we got a very tight schedule. Yo, Saf Bridge, we'll get on about our...
Drop it! Now!
Did you think I was a princess? That I would stay locked up here in the tower? With you?
I hoped.
You're a rutting fool.
Copy that.
Saffron, you want to finish the damn job here? Because we're short on minutes. I'm sorry, mister.
How long have you been with him?
Oh, we are not together.
He's my husband.
Well, who in the damn galaxy ain't?
I feel so bad for you.
Bad for me? I'm not the patsy being stole from. If you had half a brain, you'd have called the feds the minute you saw me.
Oh, I did. Emergency signal. For kidnappings and the like. I love you, Yolanda. But I couldn't think for a second that you actually came here for me. That would be them now. You need help, Yolanda.
I'll do anything you want me to. You know how I can make you feel.
Please. You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm embarrassing. Who's the dupe on the floor?
I hate to bring up our imminent arrest during your crazy time, but we gotta go.
This is police responding to an emergency code call. Request entry all points.
Yeah, have yourself a great guffaw.
I mean it. 6 years knowing he was holding such treasures, you didn't move on him. I gotta figure that's a job you told yourself you'd never take. Till times got hard enough, then the one line you hadn't crossed.
My name's not Yolanda.
Never entered my mind it was.
I actually tried. I thought, this is a decent man. The genuine article.
A working man. Struggling to get by with the barest necessities on his private floating island.
Yeah, he had money. I thought it would help. I thought if I had everything, then I would want...
Heinrich, the security programmer.
You know, I'd forgotten his name.
Addressing the itch of curiousness, you marry him too?
No. I didn't kill him either.
No. Don't reckon there's many you killed. Just put him in a position to die easy.
I should have killed Turin.
Right. The one guy who don't have it coming. The man who knows you. Still loves you, treachery and all. I can't have him walking about.
You must be loving this.
A little bit. I've seen you without your clothes on before. Never thought I'd see you naked.
Can people ever change?
Depends on the person. I'm guessing the pain of this fades away. You'll just go back to being what you are.
What is that?
A brilliant, beautiful, evil, double-crossing snake. Cheer up, Weepy. You made yourself a boatload of hard cash today. You can question the meaning of life on a floating island of your own for a while.
You won't tell anyone about me breaking down.
I won't.
Then I won't tell anyone how easily I got your gun out of your holster.
I'll take that as a kindness.
You just may be the most gullible fool I ever marked. And that makes you special.
Well, you can riddle me with holes, Yolanda. But that won't make what I just saw anything but truth.
I played you from minute one.
Oh, you got me at barrel's end. Who am I to argue? What's your move?
We'll be setting down the desert. Leave you to set a spell. Oh, and speaking of naked.
No, now, that's just low.
Kind of evens things out, though, don't you think? Pants.
Now, I really don't see the benefit to this. I mean, however I may slip, you're not going to catch my crew with their trousers down.
Can't turn.
What?
Can't turn, not getting any tug from the aft alternator.
That don't make no sense.
Unless...
Yep. If you see the mother filament on the grab damper, destroy it.
Who could have possibly done that?
I can fix it, but she must have put a timer on the motivator and wet wired the damper.
What does it mean, Kaylee?
We ain't gonna make the rendezvous. We have to land. Now.
Looking for this? I wonder if it works. Oh well. Still worth a fortune. Anyway, this works fine. Honey, you look horrific.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just my part of the job.
What part of the job?
You know, I put on the big act, strum away in a huff. Then I fly off, wait for you to double-cross Mal, beat you to the rendezvous spot, and grab the loot before you can get to it. What? You didn't see it coming? You know, I'm a little disappointed. Some of the crew's performances weren't quite as nuanced as they could have been. I thought they might have tipped the fact that we were playing you from the second Mal took you out of that crate. Oh, well. Guess not.
No, you can't do this!
You're not gonna die, you big baby. The authorities will be here in a few hours to dig you out.
Whoa. Whoa. What's going on?
You got knocked out.
Did we get a payoff? Did we get the money?
Can you move your arms and legs?
Huh? They're not moving.
Do you want to know why? Your spine.
Huh?
You hit it pretty hard when you fell.
Oh. Fine?
Yes. So I gave you something to knock out your motor function so you wouldn't wrench it when you came to. Should wear off in a half an hour. You'll just be bruised.
Fine, okay.
How much did they offer you to sell out me and River on Ariel?
Just crazy talk.
Then let's talk crazy. How much?
Anybody there? Anybody else?
You're in a dangerous line of work, Jane. Odds are you'll be under my knife again. Often. So I want you to understand one thing very clearly. No matter what you do, or say, or plot, no matter how you come down on us, I will never, ever harm you. You're on this table, you're safe. So I'm your medic. And however little we may like or trust each other, we're on the same crew. Got the same troubles, same enemies, and more than enough of both. Now, we could circle each other and growl, sleep with one eye open, but that thought wearies me. I don't care what you've done. I don't know what you're planning on doing, but I'm trusting you. I think you should do the same. Because I don't see this working any other way.
Also, I can kill you with my brain.
Went well.
You call this going well?
We got the loot, didn't we?
Yes,
then
but...
Then I called it a win. What's the problem?
Should I start with the part where you're stranded in the middle of nowhere or the part where you have no clothes?
All according to plan.
Really? I thought the plan was for me to act as a failsafe in case everything else went wrong. Like, for instance, if Saffron disabled Serenity and left you for dead.
Nonsense. You had a key role to play in this. How sad would you have been if you hadn't gotten the plan?
Heartbroken.
See? All according to plan.
Wash! Take us out of the world. Zoe, contact Brennert and Ellis and see if they'd be interested in venting a priceless artifact for us.
What?
Oh. Good work, Captain.
Thank you, Kaylin.